Warning.
If you enjoy this podcast.
Download the action. Uploading without retraction. Hope you survive the show.
It's time to start this show.
Shadow Puppets the Radio!
Welcome to Shadow Public Radio.
Welcome.
I am your host, D Shadow.
And I am J Shadow.
At least that is what he would like you to believe.
The truth, you can never know.
I was like, the truth may startle you.
It's true, it might.
Welcome back. We're excited that you have returned, as always, for more of our shenanigans.
You're here, you did it.
Thank you, as always.
I'm proud of you.
We're proud of you. We're just going to get the people pumped up today.
Like, yeah, man.
Hey, man. Thank you.
You know, with life, you're doing it all right.
Yeah. I mean, I just finished binging 3 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, so I'm full of dopamine and good feelings.
Nice.
Just want to spread them into the cosmos.
Watched a lot of Naruto. A rewatch.
You're embarrassing yourself.
I'm just saying. Rock Lee.
Park
Lee survived that
pull
surgery.
Over.
I like Rock Lee. You like Rock Lee. You like Rock Lee. You like Rock Lee.
I do like
Rock Lee.
Rock Lee
Gaara fight.
Yes.
One of the best anime fights ever. Say it.
You're getting very mean.
Say it.
Rock Lee and Gaara is one of the best fights in anime.
I'm proud
I'll
of
say
you.
It.
I'm proud of you.
But let's watch some new things.
I'm proud of you. I've always
Let's move on.
But I watch new things.
Uh-huh.
I was sick with
Why don't you play Uncharted again?
I had a tummy ache this week. And
why don't you play The Force Unleashed 2 again?
I have already played that once, and there's no reason to replay it.
Okay, so
I'm not even sure there was a reason to play it in the first place.
So, we want to move on quickly because we have a lot of stuff to do today. We're jumping back onto our Krull bullshit in our song laboratory, so stay tuned for that. We also have a special presentation, as usual. We also want to alert you, faithful listeners, our secret third podcast that we have been formulating, developing, birthing for a couple months now is almost ready to be revealed. It will come out in June. And by saying these words, I ensure there's no way that it will not come out in June. June.
Of what year?
2018.
Oh, now you've really locked it in.
Okay.
You've done it.
It's something totally different.
It is.
It's an audio drama. I think we hope you really enjoy it. It's very different. So adjust your expectations. You don't have to do anything special to get it. If you're following us, if you're subscribed, it will appear in this feed at some moment in June. Refresh constantly. Constantly. If you are one of our Patreon followers, we will be giving you some more heads up and secret stuff as we get closer to launch.
Right.
A slight incentive to join our Patreon. Also, I mailed out all of the decals.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't get yours, tell me you didn't get yours. And those of you that sent me the pictures of you with your decals made me super happy. Thank you so much. It's awesome. If you want to join the Patreon, you get a decal immediately. Like, I'll mail you one right away. They're rad. At any level, dollar level, I'll ship you one right out.
Give us a dollar.
And then pretty soon we get into the second 6 months where we do our next merch. And soon when we get to the next level, we'll do better merch, all that stuff. Okay. I think that's everything at the top.
Yep.
let's go to current events.
Current events.
I feel like I set up a very intense current event.
You did, sorry.
Current events.
Current events. Current events. Current events.
In national news.
National news.
We've encountered a problem.
Yes.
It's been bugging me, where anything we talk about here, as much as I've tried to like get okay with it,
yeah.
In national news specifically, anything we talk about, because we always talk about His Excellency,
yep.
We always talk about Trump because it just drives us crazy and we need to talk about it.
Sure.
But anything we talk about is old. It's old by the, like, it wouldn't matter if we put this out tomorrow. It would already be old. So we're going to try to predict a future scandal.
That's right.
That will have just happened.
We're going to do it.
When this drops on the 2nd of June.
Yep. I think I got it.
Go.
You know how there's a pee tape? There's also a poop tape.
Oh, my God. That's the shot we're going to call.
That's the shot.
Okay.
Okay, that's my shot. You can have
no,
your own
no,
shot.
No, let's double down.
Okay, you're going to double
there's
down.
There's going to be a poop tape.
Poop tape.
And not only a poop tape, R. Kelly's in the poop tape.
Oh.
Shot by Ron Howard.
He's just so good. He's got skills.
He has got motherfucking skills.
That's true.
We'll get to that later.
Yep.
So that is our prediction.
Yep.
When you hear this, the news that just broke this morning, Donald Trump, His Excellency, a poop tape.
A poop tape.
With him and R. Kelly pooping. We don't know if it's on each other, with each other, on other people.
We don't have
something.
The details yet.
It's a really, Ron Howard was DP, you know, director of photography on it. It's really great.
Yeah.
It's immaculately shot. It's, yeah. It's beautiful, honestly. But that is the current scandal you're just enjoying.
And now, time for a local news bulletin.
In local news, we just had local elections here in Georgia, here in Athens, Georgia. We're super excited that our man, who we slightly predicted, I don't know, we talked about him once, Kelly Gertz, mayor of Athens.
He is the mayor of Athens Town.
Which he kind of had that on lock by being a real cool, nice dude.
Yeah.
That had cool ideas. And
was not shady.
Not super shady.
Not super shady.
A good plan for him.
Yeah. Way to go. Way to go on not being shady.
No, it's one of those, like, even the people that didn't vote for him are kind of like, yeah, he seems like a rad dude.
He seems just like a nice guy.
Which is weird because Athens, Georgia has a certain rep. And so if you try to imagine what the mayor of that town would be like, most of the time, it's not really that person. It's some awful old whitey. Awful old whitey.
Yep.
And even though Kelly Gertz is a old white dude. Not that old. He's like, I don't know how old he is. He's like late 40s, probably. He has kids. I don't know. But he's older than me. That makes him ancient.
Makes him old.
But no, he's like a school teacher. He's super nice.
Yeah.
He's like the person you would imagine as the Athens mayor. So we're all super excited about that.
Yeah.
Also, the local District 10 primary.
Oh, yeah.
There was a bit of a surprise, an upset.
I mean...
people didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because sort of the front runners were Chalice Montgomery and Richard Winfield. And like, Athens was split. There was a divide. And it turned out neither of those people won.
How did that happen?
Well, first off, the winner is Tabitha Johnson Green.
Mm-hmm.
I have not met her. I've not heard her speak. I feel like many people the day of after election, I was like, I pulled up her website and was like, I mean, she's a Democrat. What's her platform? I don't know anything about this person. She like stomped them hard.
Oh no. Yeah. You'd have to take one. If one of them had both of the votes.
Yeah. Combined.
They could have beaten her, but no.
No. No, she had more than them combined.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. She had like 12,000 and they were each like
She had more than that, I think.
Oh, I didn't see. I stopped looking at
I want to say she had like 18,000.
Yeah,
each of them had like 7 or 8 or something.
It was a clear victory. Yeah, no clear narrative has emerged on, because you know, my theory is, one of my theories, I have many theories. One of my theories is that I think that Montgomery and Winfield had very clear social media presences. That was a big part of their game because that's what you do now in modern times. And also, especially Winfield's campaign was very focused on Athens.
Yeah.
So just sort of in our, me and you personally, but also most of us and our friends and stuff, in our sort of bubble. Yeah. That's who we were just seeing all the time.
Yeah.
And I think she, honestly, she was just out there talking to people in District 10.
I think she was, man.
Going to churches and meetings and, you know, that stuff you should do.
She only qualified to be a Democratic candidate for the district last month.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, she like
she slid in there, man.
Yeah, so good for her. Like, I'm excited. Like,
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't feel I voted for Montgomery, but because Richard Winfield sucks.
You know, I was thinking he was kind of like Bernie Sanders.
No.
But, you know.
I'm not even getting into the Bernie Sanders conversation, but like.
He's not.
But before anything.
But that's what the Bernie bros are looking for.
I heard him speak. Like, I'm quick to judge.
Sure.
You know this about me.
You quick?
Yeah, I
to
know.
To judge?
I heard him speak for about 86 seconds. And I was like, who is this awful, odious person?
Yeah.
And that was my decision made.
Why are you pontificating at my face?
Yeah, it's over and done. Done. No need to dredge up anything.
No.
I guess we'll need to find out more about Tabitha and support her, as has been our position.
Sure.
Here on the podcast, like, local Democrat, get behind him, give him some money.
Yeah, I really don't know much about. I mean, I think she's a nurse in Washington County.
Yeah, everyone, like, I know people who have, like, talked to her and met her and heard her speak, like, she's very nice, like, they like her. Maybe that's what it came down to. People just like her?
Maybe they were just like, I want to vote
for her. And I'm not even being shady. I'm not trying to throw shade. Like, I'm not a political...
No.
Like, other than this podcast, like I don't know how politics work, other than the West Wing.
Right.
So I'm like, maybe just people just... everyone who met her is like, what a nice lady, I want to vote for her. Yeah. The end. People could make decisions for all sorts of reasons.
Could be. Who knows?
But regardless, it's
I'll need to see the voter data.
I'll need to see exact name by name who voted for who. No, like I said, we just got to get on board.
Because
I hate the Jodes. Jody Heiss. The Jodes.
That guy is a chode.
He's got to go. He's got to go.
What a Jody Heiss.
You were... Okay. In pop culture news.
Pop culture news.
I saw Solo.
He did.
You did not.
I did not.
So I will not spoil this.
Spoiler free.
Well, I mean, spoiler, Han Solo and Chewie and Lando are in it.
How dare you?
All right, so spoiler free.
Spoiler free, go ahead.
It's extremely fun.
Cool.
It's like a big box of cookies.
I like cookies.
I like cookies. It's not great cinema. It doesn't want to be great cinema.
That's good.
It's really, really, really fun. And just like as a film, like Ron Howard waltzing in there after a year after the other two guys like drove it off a cliff or whatever. Like, we'll never know really what went down in that scenario.
Yeah.
But like, he clearly like reshot a ton of stuff, redid everything. He pulled it off because that man is a craftsman. And, like, no one is ever going to call Ron Howard a genius director, but he does the work. He gets it done. And, like, the way he shoots technology, and especially, like, cars and machines.
Sure.
Like, you've seen it in the trailer. The movie starts with, like, a car chase, basically. Right, it's right. A speeder chase. It's a car chase.
Sure.
Yeah, it's super fun. There were a lot of things that were, like, you knew were going to happen, and they had to happen.
Right.
But they felt fun. You're like, yeah, okay, this is fun. I'm not going to be a grouch about it.
Sure.
And there were things that surprised me. And I will tell you this.
Yes.
There were two things that surprised me a lot.
Oh, my.
They have hidden something.
Oh, my.
Amazing.
Really?
Towards the end of the film.
Okay.
When you see it, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
And I think that's all I can safely say.
I think I'm going to go see it right after this.
Good. Let's talk faster then so you can go see it.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's super fun. Like, I don't understand the people who would be like, Han's such a... Han has always been a whiny baby.
Yep.
He's been a whiny baby. The moment you're like, do the right thing, he's like, okay, I will. Like, yeah, he's not, I don't know who you built him up in his head. That's Indiana Jones. You're thinking of a different Harrison Ford character. It's a super fun.
It belongs in a museum.
Donald Glover is amazing, of course.
Yes. Yes.
And really, everyone's super fun. It's just a fun movie. It's just a fun movie. There's just going to be, we have to accept.
When are they going
to
make a Lando movie?
They're talking about it already.
I'd rather see that than a Boba Fett movie.
Yes, fuck a Boba Fett movie. Come on, people.
Unless you make Boba Fett a girl, then I'm on board.
All right, I get on board with it. Like, it was Boba Fett's, like daughter.
Yeah.
Like, she took up the mantle.
She takes up the mantle.
And they're like, everybody thought it was Boba Fett, but, oh, yeah, all right, I'll watch that shit.
Yep.
Okay, so you got me totally, like, revved up about that now. But I know, I was talking to a friend about this. I was like,
yeah.
If we have to accept now, there's going to be a whole lot of Star Wars. I mean, there always has been.
Yeah.
But there's going to be even more now. We need to kind of relax our, like, there's going to be a lot of it. You can just allow yourself to enjoy it.
Yeah. Let it wash over you.
Just let it wash over you.
Yeah. Just as long as it's not as bad as those terrible Ewok spinoffs. With the little girl. You know what I'm talking about?
They weren't that bad.
They were pretty...
Battle for Endor. It's got Wilford Brimley in it. Maybe the other one.
He says fuck in that one, I think.
How dare you? How dare you? Well, let's move on.
How dare me? Wilford Brimley's the one that said the F-bomb. Let's go to the special.
Slander.
Erroneous.
And now, a Shadow Public Radio special presentation.
Welcome back to Dungeons & Murder, a narrative quest through wonderment where the dice rolls are high and the stakes are even higher. I am Lord Merrigbane, and I'm joined as always by my three don't hate the game, but love the players, players as we quest ever forward in the ever-expanding universe of Wizard of the Coast's tabletop role-playing game, Dungeons & Dragons. This podcast is not sponsored by Wizards of the Coast. Of course, immediately to my right, we have Jonathan, who as usual is playing his half-drow ranger, Quizbeam.
Hello, I'm ready to play.
And across from me is our half-elven wizard, Jeb, played by Derek.
Yes, good evening, Lord Merrigbane.
Good evening to you. And returning once again to my left is some sort of crazed weasel.
Scream!
Last we left our heroes, they had just stepped beyond the portal that led to the fabled city of Rainscour, the place where the two overlapping dimensions of Sinus are brought into forced alignment.
Since Jeb and Quizby know each other, but only know the alternate dimension versions of each other, does the blood oath we swore at Horngast still bind us?
Oh, that's a great question. We technically swore that to other versions of these characters. I mean, Jeb is something of a pragmatic wizard, so... Well, it's really up to the two characters. You both are fully aware of what's happened. I mean, Quizbeam saw your version of Jeb die at the Temple of Jocasta. I think we all remember.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a hard day.
Scream.
So I think we should just roleplay it out. You know each other so well, but you don't know this version of each other. There are a million tiny differences, a million changes that can result from the different paths you've walked.
Scream!
Is that okay that we spend some time talking it out? I see all those minis over there. I know you have some combat on the horizon for us.
No, this is what the game...
Scream!
This is what the game...
Scream!
This is what the game is really about!
enjoy this podcast and want to swear eternal allegiance with your money, please go to patreon.com/shadow. That is patreon.com/shadeaux.
The Song Laboratory.
We're here.
We must create more of Krull the Musical today. Which puzzle piece should we create?
Whatever's next, I guess. What you want to do?
Well, I did a whole outline.
You did do an outline
of the whole show, of the whole plan. I mean, obviously it's going to change as we go and stuff. Right. The next one would probably be the arrival of Ergo. It would be the Ergo song.
Okay.
Which I guess would be our sort of cuz he's the comedic character.
Right.
He would be, this is sort of the friend like me, master of the house.
Okay.
Sort of.
Friend like me, huh? Okay.
Let me pull up the Krull script.
Sure.
Scrolling. So Ergo's fun. Okay, here you go, here you go. Blast miles off course. Difference of opinion concerning a gooseberry pie. Okay, so yep. I guess we need to decide how do we handle Ergo in the show? Because in the movie, he's a shapeshifter. I mean, it's confusing because he's a wizard.
Right.
But he only has, because he clearly has spells. Like he has like little scraps of paper that he's referring to. That he can, but he can only turn into animals. That's all we ever see him do, right?
Right, right. Well,
because he's the hill people. Like, they're like hedge wizards, basically.
Sure.
But do we want him to have that ability in the show? Because that's a pain of him changing into animals. I mean, well, it's two questions. Because, like, if we don't have him change into animals, people will be mad because that's the main thing he does in the movie.
Yes.
But so then how do we do it?
Well, I mean, in the movie, they do it the cheap way. They have him walk off camera, and then they have an animal walk back on.
But live animals show.
I don't think it has to be a live animal.
So we're doing puppets.
Or just like a stuffed animal. Have someone throw it out.
What if, well, because we're going super lo-fi, what if he just like puts on like... Like when he turns into the tiger, he just puts on tiger ears. And when because he turns into a tiger, a puppy.
Yeah.
What else does he turn into? He doesn't turn into. Cause
I
he's,
think that's
he's,
it. Is that it?
Well, actually, when he arrives, isn't he like a meteor?
Yeah, he arrives.
He like
yeah.
rockets in.
He's a rock. Yeah, he rockets in. Yeah, that's right.
Because he turns into a bird. It turns into like a duck or something, or a goose.
Yeah, or something like that.
But it'd be funny if he just puts on like a hat. That shows that he's transformed.
Sure.
But the thing is, the transforming thing is really only super important because it factors into his relationship with Titch, which we've pretty much said we're cutting Titch.
Sure.
So basically, the main thing we need from this song is that he is preposterous.
Yes.
And of course, he has a very specific catchphrase.
Yes, he does.
Let me find it so I can give it specifically.
I am Ergo the Magnificent. Short in stature, tall in power, narrow of purpose, and wide of vision.
Yes. Which, none of that is easy to rhyme.
No.
Let's see here. So, basically the name of this song is Ergo the Magnificent. So, how do we want to approach this?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What is it?
Well, the thing is this...
His arrival?
Most shows have this moment.
Yeah.
Where it's just something that's super funny, but it doesn't, like, do anything.
Yeah.
And honestly, generally the song's not that good.
Yeah.
I mean, Disney movies are the exception. Like, generally, like also, this would be, like... I mean, Friend Like Me is great. It's a great song. And also, it introduces a pivotal character to the show. But unfortunately, Ergo is not that pivotal.
No.
He has no outcome. I mean, admittedly, we can maybe fix that in our adaptation, that he has some part to play that saves the day.
Right.
At the end of the play. Like, which honestly is probably what we should probably aim for.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to do something.
Yeah.
In the last battle in the Black Fortress.
Yeah.
But basically, he's just a fool. Yeah. And then we can play. We already have the thing that Colwyn and Ymir are looking for help. And this is the first help they find. Because basically, right after this is they meet the robbers. Desperate men.
Right.
Let's steal a little bit of dialogue just to get us into this. May not actually appear in the book. Because Colwyn says, I hate when your cursor is where I think my cursor is.
Yeah, it's a problem. I'll put it way up.
Okay, so Colwyn says, the forest is not safe. You'd best travel with us. And then Ergo says, me? Travel with you? Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
And that's a pretty good lead-in to a song about Ergo the Magnificent. Caps lock.
Like any of that.
Oh, no, I really like what you're doing.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Now I know where I'm going with this. Because something about what you're playing, and I was thinking about he's the Wiz. That's who he is.
Oh, that, God, that's kind of, yeah, that's kind of like.
No, I think it's a good direction.
Okay.
Because he's the fake. Like, he's the shitty wizard.
Yeah, okay.
And so, because he's like, I'm the most powerful, I'm the greatest ever, but I don't actually know how to do anything. So we need to do some, like, have you ever been kissed by lightning type stuff.
Okay, I got some ideas.
Okay.
I am the one who
I am Ergo, Ergo. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like that. We're going to add in backup dancers when we come back to that that verse.
Sure. I am the one. I am the only. I am the only one you are.
No, I like that. I'm the only one you want to know.
I am Ergo, Ergo. Have you ever heard the wind and wondered where it was going? How foolish. Just ask me, I'm the one who keeps it, and I need to. I have a window open and it's over that lyric. I'm the one who keeps it blowing. Have you ever seen the moon and wondered why it hides its face? How simple. Just ask me.
Yeah, I'm not happy with this one, so I'm already changing it.
Yeah, no, I know. It's fine. I'm the one. I'm the only. I am the one. I am the one. I am the only. I am the only one you want to know. Oh, 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 oh. I am Ergo, Ergo. Have you ever heard the wind and wondered where it was going? Ha, foolish. Just ask me, I'm the one who keeps it blowing. Have you ever seen the moon? Ever seen the moon and wonder how it hangs in space? How simple. It is I, the magnificent. All right, there we can put the. Oh yeah, maybe we can put that. It is I, the magnificent, short in stature, tall in power, narrow of purpose.
No, I think that's gonna be our bridge.
Okay. I am the one. I am the only. I am the only one you wanna know. I am Ergo, Ergo. Have you ever heard the wind and wonder where it was going? Foolish. Just ask me, I'm the one who keeps it blowing. Have you ever seen the moon? Seen the moon and wonder where it hides its face? Ha ha ha, simple. The one who was taking bites each night out in space. Night out in space. I am the one, the only, the only one you wanna know. I am the one, I don't know. Some of that might be okay. Needs a chorus better. I don't know if it needs to go back to the I am the one, I am the only there.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's different, you know? Like, I think that's where it needs to pick up. Have you ever seen the moon? Seen the moon? Wonder where it hides? Where it hides its face? How simple! I'm the one taking bites each night out in space. I am the one. I am the one you know. Yes. I am the one you know. Shit. So I am the one you know. That's when this chorus can come in.
Yeah.
The man.
Yeah, but magnificent is just a bad word to say.
Magnificent. Yeah, that's terrible.
It's too on the nose. Okay, let's look. Okay. So I think we're fine up through here.
Yeah, I think we're okay up to that.
So we need, it's chorus time. Okay. Chorus. Okay.
Okay.
Ergo is like the yeah of this song.
Ergo. Yeah. Yeah. So. Ergo. Short. Stature short. The power.
Wait. Yeah.
Stature short, power tall. If you need magic, I've got it all. I've got it all. Okay. Stature short, power tall. If you need magic, I've got it all. Ergo, you are so honored to meet me. You are so lucky to be here right now.
Because basically he's working himself up more and more and more and more.
Right. When it kapow is his first magic trick.
Oh, sure.
And he turns into a ergo kitty or tiger or whatever you.
Okay.
And that's when we reveal the first joke of his just ears.
Okay, then if that happens, then we need Colwyn to like break in and be like, how, what is.
Do you want the. Are they.
No, I think they're like...
They think he's... They see him as a like an actual animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we can cut it fine where it's not clear whether he's really doing something or they're just playing along.
I like that idea.
So let's see here. Okay, because Inir has a real like shady line, like the hill people have no ability to do something. Let's see here.
Right.
The hill people lack the power to do harm.
Right.
But I like that Colwyn's like, what? What is happening?
He turned into a cat. He's a marmoset. I don't even know what a marmoset is. It's a marmoset. It's like a monkey, right? Yeah, okay, good. I do know what a marmoset is. I'm gonna have to unlearn the line. Stature short, power tall. If you need magic, I've got it all. Ergo. You're so honored to meet me. You're lucky to be right here now. It's not every day you see a legend made flesh. A kapow. Ergo kitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Stature short and power tall. If you need magic, I've got it. I need to make those words move faster in my mouth. I think I like that idea. Stature short and power tall. If you need magic, I've got it all. Look out, look out. You're so honored to meet me. You're so lucky to be right here. And that's a lot of words.
Let's take out you are.
Yeah, yeah. So lucky to be here right now. Yeah, that'll work. Do you like how I'm doing the chorus?
No, I do. Point? I do.
The stature short, power tall. If you need magic, I've got it all. A girl, oh. You're so honored to meet me, so lucky to be here right now. It's not every day you see a legend made flesh. A cup of Ergo Kitty. Dialogue, dialogue, dialogue. Is this more of a bridge?
This is more of a bridge. This is like the Bette Midler, like Wind Beneath My Wings sort of moment.
I spread my wings. The world is beneath me. I feel the winds. The world is beneath me.
No, I like that. Because remember, he's got a hat on his head that has, like, feathers.
He's dancing.
And he's just, like, spreading his arms.
Right, right,
flapping
right.
In the middle of the stage.
Okay. Sorry, I skipped the Ergo Hawk part. Kapow! Let me see. What's going to be in the different key? I spread my wings and the world is beneath me. I feel the winds and the world is beneath me. Like vision wide, purpose narrow. I fly through the world like destiny zero. Destiny zero. Kapow, Ergo Man. Stature short, power tall. If you need tomorrow, I've got them all. Ergo. The magnificent.
Jazz hands.
I did jazz hands around the mic.
Yeah.
Close-ish?
Close-ish. I think this is what we're going to need to revisit.
Probably.
Like, I think because basically it's like five parts.
Yeah.
But I like the meat of it. So I think we're okay to.
Let me try it. Maybe what something will pop out that
is immediately fixable.
Did we do the lines?
Yeah, that's fine.
The forest is not safe. You'd best travel with us.
Me? Travel with you? Do you know who I am? I am the one. I am the only. I am the only one you want to know. I am Ergo. Ergo. Have you ever heard the wind and wondered where was it going? Foolish. Just ask me. I'm the one who keeps it blowing. Have you ever seen the moon? Seen the moon? I wonder where it hides its face. How simple. I'm the one taking bites each night out in space. I'm the one you know. I'm the one you know. Stature short, power tall. If you need magic, I've got it all. Ergo. You're so honored to meet me. You're lucky to be right here now. It's not every day you see a flesh. It's not every day you see a legend made flesh. Kapow. Ergo kitty.
How? What is how?
The hill people lack the power to do harm.
Harm? Harm? I'll show you, old man. Ergo hawk! Kapow!
Oh my.
I spread my wings and the world is beneath me. I feel the wind and the world is beneath me. Light, the vision wide, purpose narrow. I fly through the world like destiny's arrow. Like destiny's kapow. Ergo man. Stature short, power tall. If you need tomorrow, I've got them all. Ergo, say it again. Ergo, the magnificent.
Yes.
It's close.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, we need to be smarter and better rested.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I think we're diminishing returns.
Yeah, it's one of those like...
I like it.
But. I need to hear it like... I need to hear a recording of it.
Yes.
So that I can see, oh, that's stupid what I just
said. No, I've already... The ones we've recorded before for Crawl that I've been listening to, I'm like, oh, I already know how to fix this.
Yeah.
Having a little distance and space.
Yeah.
And this is cool because we're going to come back to all of these when we launch this on Broadway.
Yep.
Let's go to our farewells.
Eat your heart out, Lin-Manuel.
Farewell.
Farewells.
Well, goodbye. The end. thanks for listening, always.
An ending I didn't see coming.
Yeah. As usual, remember to review, share, join our Patreon, rate us on iTunes, tell people about the show. Tell us about the show. Yeah. Tell us things you like, don't like.
Communicate.
Do you like the format? Do you not like the format? What's going on with you? What's up? What's up, Billy?
I don't know.
Come on. Clue us in. Our new podcast will be appearing in this feed at some point in June.
Yes.
It's very different from this podcast.
It is.
And from People vs. Star Trek. We really hope you enjoy it. We look forward to you experiencing that soon. And thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Next week, butts. See y'all then. Shadow Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Public Radio.